Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on this rather rainy Thursday in Kent. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's the 31st of July. Coming up in today's episode, a former Conservative MP has been telling us why he's joined Reform UK. And a Medway mum raises concerns about changes to cervical screening tests. But first, a landlord has been left with a £60,000 repair bill after three of his properties were turned into cannabis factories. Well, our reporter James Pallant has been covering this story and joins me now on the podcast. James, thanks ever so much for being on today's episode. Firstly, how was this all discovered?
Yes, a landlord was doing routine checkups in April on three properties he had been preparing to sell when he found they had been converted into cannabis factories. The houses in Ashford, Aylsham and Boughton-on-Chelsea near Maidstone had undergone significant works to grow hundreds of the illegal plants. Criminals boarded up the windows from the inside, used power tools to cut holes through wall, ceiling and floor to install ventilation piping, and tampered with fuse boxes, causing an estimated £60,000 in damage.
And I understand you've spoken to the landlord, Fergus Wilson.
That's right. Understandably, Mr. Wilson is not too happy about the situation. He says because of the context in which the damage was made, he's unable to claim any money back on insurance. He also told me that when police entered the property in Boughton-on-Chelsea, he saw a man make a run for it, jumping over garden fences as he went. But the 74-year-old is disappointed that in the 3 months since then, no arrests have been made. He believes the police are taking too long to investigate. Says next time he might not even bother reporting such things.
So what have police said about the case, James?
Police have acknowledged the incidents and say meaningful progress has been made in their investigations. Chief Inspector Omid Changizi added, Kent Police regards tackling the cultivation of cannabis as a priority, as it is often managed by organised crime groups. Where we receive reports of cannabis cultivation at an address, officers will be promptly deployed to arrest any suspects at the scene. All plants and equipment are seized and a forensic examination completed to identify those responsible.
James, thank you ever so much. You can read that story in full and, in fact, see some pictures from the properties within the story at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories, and a man's been jailed for 25 years for being involved in a knife attack in Thanet. A court heard Lee Moxham attacked his victim in a dispute over drug money in Margate last December. The 32-year-old from New Haven in East Sussex was found guilty of attempted murder. A woman's been jailed for her role in what happened. A man's been arrested by police investigating a robbery in Gillingham. A victim's told officers he was approached by three men who attacked him before stealing cash, a bank card and some trainers. A 40-year-old has been bailed while investigations continue. Next today, a former Kent MP hasn't ruled out trying to win back his seat, but this time for a different party. Adam Holloway has confirmed he's left the Conservatives and joined Reform. He represents Gravesham for 19 years, but lost his seat at the last election to Labour. Well, Adam's been on the latest episode of the Kent Politics podcast.
Firstly, I don't think there's anything shocking here. I mean, the country now has a truly shocking government that over the next 4 years are going to go and do still more damage, particularly economically. And I believe that Reform are the only people who are really serious about trying to address the problems. You know, they're not perfect, but they understand the gravity of what needs to happen. And the Conservative Party, which has many very, very good people, both in Parliament, but also, you know, in Kent and in Gravesham. But I think the problem is that there are too many people in the Conservative Parliamentary Party who wouldn't follow the remarkable Kemi Badenoch over the top, as it were. And so I just don't think that the Conservative Party are going to cut it. So that's why I'm making this shift today. I mean, I actually thought about it before the last election and then before the local elections. But yeah, I think the country needs a rescue mission. And I think, you know, Reform is serious about doing that.
Silly question, but why Reform? Why not some other party?
Well, because I think Reform are the people most likely to be able to get enough votes in order to enact the programme that, you know, as I say, they see as a rescue mission. That's the reason why.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's obviously, you know, I'm not an idiot. I look at the polls and my old seat, you know, is much more likely to be won by Reform than the Conservatives, but that's not why I'm doing it. I mean, Reform already had a parliamentary candidate. I've no idea whether he wants to do it again. That's not what it's about. If it was about that, I'd probably wait 2 years, you know, to see which way the wind's going. And I'm not doing that. I'm doing it now because there is a job to be done over the next 4 years to build up reform, to get policies, to make a plan to, you know, do stuff with power, to get stuff through the trade unions, the civil service, all those vested interests. You know, reform's also got to find many hundreds of people to be parliamentary candidates. You know, there is an enormous amount to do in order to try to sort things out in this country. And it's just not too soon to start and, you know, for me personally to play a tiny part in that. You know from my background when I was a Tory MP for 19 years, you know, I wasn't a little careerist weasel. He went along with everything. I didn't, you know. Part of the reason I was never a senior minister was because I always tried not to rebel against my constituents. And my constituents are now very plainly saying that this is the sort of direction of travel.
And you can hear that episode in full by heading to the politics pages of Kent Online or, in fact, going to IM-listening.
Kent Online reports.
A woman who died after falling off an e-scooter in Tunbridge Wells has been named as 42-year-old Adele Dawson. She suffered a traumatic brain injury while riding along Eastlands Road in February and passed away in hospital earlier this month. A full inquest will be held in October. Bosses at Herne Bay Pride have expressed their anger after drag artist Pixie Polite was attacked in a supermarket. The RuPaul star needed treatment after being punched on Monday. She performed at last year's Pride in Herne Bay. Organisers say it's a stark reminder of the abuse people face in the LGBT plus community. A very young child is believed to have caused a fire at a house in Gravesend that left six people needing treatment from paramedics. Crews and the air ambulance were called to Park Avenue in Northfleet earlier this week. Investigators were also sent to the scene, but the fire service has since confirmed no crime was committed. Now, a Medway mum has raised concerns about changes which will increase the time between cervical screening tests. At the moment, women are invited in every 3 years after the age of 25 to check for potentially dangerous HPV cells. Well, Abby Squires from Wayne Scott has had abnormal results in the past and says changes, which means they'll be checked every 5 years, just isn't good enough.
I've spoken to a lot of women over the last few months having found out that that's the changes they're bringing into place. And there's so many women that are scared of the fact that it's gone from 3 years to 5 years. I mean, you only have to think back to sort of Jade Goody times where, you know, she went and had her cervical smear and unfortunately it ended up with her passing away. And it just scares me at the thought of how many women potentially were coming up through a 3 year smear and now it's gone to five. How many more women's lives are being put at risk by this going another 2 years instead of the 3 years? And from my experience, going to a GP with concerns over the fact that, I mean, yes, I've got past history, but some women may not. And if they're going to the GP with worrying symptoms, whether that's bleeding, pain, anything that could cause them worry in that area, now being told that you've got to wait 5 years for that next smear test, it baffles me.
Do you think there's still a bit of a barrier to women going along for their cervical screening? I mean, I know we talk about it so much more now and how important it is to get the smear test, but do you think there's some women out there who maybe are putting it off or, you know, are embarrassed to go or a bit nervous and scared and maybe they get their letter and think, no, I'm not going to go along? And what would your message be to those women?
It can be extremely daunting. But as part of my campaign, it is to spread awareness on women that have been for their smear tests, that have had history or even not had history, but know women that have. My message to them would be that this test is potentially life-saving. I am actually looking at collaborating with either a sexual health clinic or some local GPs to host some sort of an open day, even if it's just for a couple of hours, just for women to be able to come along, have a look at the equipment that's used, and just to sort of familiarise themselves with the test. I mean, I would say if you're nervous about it or anything at all, take someone with you. Not a lot of people know that that's an option. Not just a chaperone within the doctor's surgery. Obviously, they will offer you a nurse or another doctor if you're feeling uncomfortable. But take a friend, make an afternoon of it. Make it something, not obviously it's not necessarily fun, but it literally does last just a couple of minutes. And not to worry about what things look like down there. You know, nurses have seen one, seen them all, and they find it just as uncomfortable, you know, doing it to you as you might feel just like that for a couple of minutes. And they want it done as quickly for you as you want it done. So for those few minutes, just that peace of mind that you've either got that normal result, or if you do get that abnormal result, not to panic at the first hurdle, because at the colposcopy clinics, they are absolutely amazing.
Health bosses say there's evidence showing that five-year screenings are just as safe with the same number of cancers found.
Kent Online reports.
Well, this probably won't surprise you today. A weather warning for thunderstorms is in force across Kent. The Met Office says some areas could see a month's worth of rainfall in the space of just a few hours, causing potential flooding and travel disruption. A yellow alert lasts until nine tonight. There's opposition to plans to bring in a 20-mile-per-hour limit across Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay. Councillors say it'll make the streets safer for cars and pedestrians, but one campaigner claims it'll punish sensible motorists. Terry Hudson is part of the Alliance of British Drivers, who thinks there's no need for the change. It's due to be discussed at a meeting tonight. Plans to install more than 100,000 solar panels on land near Sevenoaks have been given the go-ahead. Council boss has previously rejected the development on farmland between Horton Kirby and Forkham near the M20. It's now been approved by the government's planning inspectorate after the company behind the scheme appealed the decision. Bosses say it'll generate enough renewable electricity to power more than 22,000 homes. Now, a teacher who was once a pupil at the school she went on to work at is retiring after nearly 40 years. Karen Brown attended Milstead and Frinstead C of E Primary School back in the 1960s. Our reporter Cara Simmons has been finding out about the interesting start to her career there.
First day I started here, I wasn't coming in as a teacher. I was at home and my son had just started school, and they rang me up and said, the dinner lady hasn't come in, she won't work with the children anymore, would you come in and help? So I literally, it was the after Easter, and so I literally came in that dinner time and helped and stayed. And then I was offered a post working one-to-one with children, and then it's just gone on from there.
Wow.
And then I did different training and stuff, and then I did my HLTA, and yeah.
And do you find that you've taught generations as well? So have you obviously maybe taught the children of children? Have you had children come up to you and say, oh, you taught my mum?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. Happens all the time. Yeah, but how lovely that those children, their families want them to come back here. I think it's a very special place, and once you're here, you... That's what people do. People want to come back, and they want their children to come back. They want their grandchildren to come back. So, yeah.
You've obviously left a good mark on them as well, for them to, you know, prosper and...
Well, let's hope so.
Do you have any other hobbies that you... Or are you thinking that you might take up now?
No, I might take up pottery. I keep threatening to do it. I've always got lots of hobbies. I've always been in a band, and I used to be a bell ringer, and I sailed, and I've always got hobbies. But yeah, and I love crafts and stuff too. So, and I've got an allotment. So yeah, maybe I'll get a bit more time to do something on there next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope to be, as long as I've got my health, I hope to be really busy.
Sticking with education, and it's been confirmed a new secondary school in Ashford will be ready to open as planned in September. There are concerns the Chilmington Green site might not be ready in time following a row between the Kent County Council and housing developers. But 450 pupils are due to start there after the summer holidays. Meantime, plans to convert a church community centre in Maidstone into a special needs school have been given the go-ahead. Octavia House Schools is set to open its seventh site in Brewer Street. We're told it'll create 25 jobs and include a sports hall, classrooms and therapy room.
Kent Online News.
A 100-year-old shelter near the River Medway has been knocked down by a street cleaner. The remains of the structure in Tunbridge are now being cleared away after it was struck by the vehicle on Monday. It was built back in the 1920s and residents are already calling for it to be restored. A new co-working space is going to open at Dockside in Chatham. International Workplace Group are launching a new site under their HQ brand in September. Bosses say it'll include state-of-the-art offices, meeting rooms and creative areas for hybrid working. And finally today, former Little Mix star Leanne has been chatting to our sister radio station KMFM about the freedoms of going solo. She's promoting her new single, Been a Minute, which is her first as an independent artist. She was on the hit list with Jack Burke last night.
The fact that I'm stepping into this like independent era, I need this to be authentically me. Like, otherwise, why am I doing this? So I think that's also why I took the plunge to go independent, because like everything I do now, like I've been in a group for over 10 years and yes, it was amazing, but there was also a lot of compromise and like we all couldn't really, I guess, do what just we wanted to do. So if I am going to do this, like it has to be on my terms. So yeah, I'm just excited to for the rest of this journey.
What things are you now not compromising on when it would come to, you know, your music and everything else? What are the stuff where you're like, I want to do this. This is how I want it to be now.
I think, like, when I think of the concept of going in and writing a song and sending that song to somebody and saying, do you like this? But they don't share my musical taste. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So for me, I think, yeah, it's about trusting my gut and knowing, like, I know what kind of music I want to put out and, like, I know what my fans want to hear and, like, I feel like they just want me to be me. So, yeah, I think definitely that. Like, for me, it's all about trusting my gut because I just don't think it's ever failed me.
Have you sent some of the stuff that you won't tell me about to the girls?
I actually haven't.
You know?
We're all very, like, I think we're all very, we're perfectionists. So I feel like we would only probably send something when it's like at the end stage, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't actually sent anything yet. But I mean, I would. I guess like I probably should to like, because I feel like if they like it as well, like they know me as well. So I mean, I would definitely love to do an album listening. And I mean, I would love it if they were there for sure. But we'll have to see. I mean, we do, our group chat's always popping, so maybe I'll just slip it in there.
And you can hear the interview in full by heading to kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sports.
Tennis first up, and Kent's Emma Raducanu's continued her good form by reaching the third round of the Canadian Open. She beat American Peyton Stearns in straight sets and says she's enjoying plenty of support in Montreal.
I see the Union Jack, so thank you. I saw that in some clutch moments, and I was actually born in Canada, so to come back and... So, yeah, I mean, for me, it means so much to be able to do well here, and I'm very happy to be into the next round.
The British number one, who lives in Orpington, will face Wimbledon runner-up Amanda Anisimova in her next match tomorrow. On to cricket, and Ken Zach Crawley will open the batting for England again in the final test against India. But captain Ben Stokes is out of the game that starts at the Oval today because of a shoulder injury. England lead the five-match series 2-1. Golf and the Women's Open is going to be played in Kent for the very first time. It'll be staged at Royal St George's in Sandwich in 2027. The course has previously hosted the Men's Championship, most recently in 2021. And in football, Maidstone United have signed former MK Dons goalkeeper Nathan Harness. The 25-year-old has joined the National League South team after being released by the League Two club in May. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get all the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories, and if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. Whilst you're on the site today, don't forget to check out the latest Eat My Words food review.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.